Welcome back. Well, mobile giant Vodacom released its full year results today, reporting a 4.3% rise in revenue. But for the first time in 4 years, net profit fell by a marginal 0.8%. South Africa was the drag, registering its first ever decline in mobile data revenue as active data users in the country decreased. Shameel Joosub, CEO of Vodacom, joins us on the line now with greater perspective on the numbers. Thanks so much, Shameel, for joining us this evening. So you've seen your first profit decline in 4 years with a drop in earnings in South Africa in particular exerting pressure. What do we put that down to? Vodacom losing customers locally, customers spending less, or Vodacom reducing prices more so in its entire deliberate pricing transformation?
So, Alicia, it's very much based on, I mean, firstly, let me say on the overall results obviously being impacted by the BEE deal. So, you know, your 1.1% growth of operating profit, if you exclude the BEE deal impacts, it's a 7.4% growth, which I think is quite decent in the current operating environment. That said, South Africa was subdued growth of 2.1%, and that's as a direct result of our pricing transformation. So we've given back more than 2 billion of value back to customers in terms of price declines. There's been a 37% decrease year over year on pricing. In terms of customers, we haven't actually lost any customers. In fact, we've gained 1.5 million customers this year.
Yeah. Shameel, even with that, I mean, you've come under considerable pressure, you know, post the data pricing inquiry to reduce pricing. How much more competitive can you afford to become to start netting more customers and growing, I guess, by sheer volume at the end of the day?
Well, I think, you know, it's twofold, right? So your pricing is driven by proactive moves in terms of reducing pricing to remain more competitive, but also proactively to ensure that you're competitive globally. The issue for us, Alicia, is really focused around trying to reduce our costs. And one of the big inputs for that is obviously spectrum. So for prices to drop faster in the South African context, we need to ensure that we can get access to spectrum.
Yes, and that, of course, as we all know, proving to be a challenge, Shameel. So in the interim, what are your plans when it comes to stimulating data consumption so that, you know, the price cuts more effectively translate to usage growth and pays off at the end of the day?
So what's been great is that we've had a 36% growth in overall data traffic. And what we're trying to do to stimulate more growth is things like our own content services. So we've launched our own video platform called Video Play. And that's been quite encouraging, 869,000 users now using the platform after just a few months. We've also launched our own music service called My Muse. And we're about to go live with our gaming platform called Playing.com.
To what extent is that being, you know, hamstrung by this low economic growth environment?
So look, I mean, you obviously don't operate in a vacuum. So if essentially what you do find in low economic growth, that does have an impact on the overall growth for the telco sector, but also for disposable spend, right? So customers don't have a lot of disposable spend, so they're a lot more fussy on the one side in what they buy, but also a lot more savvy. So one of the big moves that we've made in the last year is really providing our hourly, daily, weekly, and fortnightly bundles and making that a lot more competitive. So 80% of what we sell now is in that category, which is super competitive.
Shameel, talking about big moves, you're planning to acquire a 51% in a South African Internet of Things specialist, IoT.next. How, you know, the value of the deal's not been disclosed, and of course it's still subject to approval by the Competition Commission. But talk us through the rationale of a transaction like this and the leg up it gives you.
Well, really, it's you know, IoT.next is an interesting company. It's really still, I'd say, in the startup phase. But essentially what we like is the tech that they've got, and they are a very good systems integrator with a number of good use cases. And if we couple that with the fact that we've got 4.5 million customers now, you know, in the IoT space in South Africa, and that's growing 24% a year, adding this capability allows us to play further up the value chain. Sometimes, you know, it's these things also have real life benefits. So an example would be one of the big solutions that they have is just putting in basically sensors into buildings where you can measure the ambient temperature in the room and then reduce the power consumption by just switching the air cons dynamically on and off.
So that's some of the innovation you're pursuing locally. For now, the pressure you're feeling being offset by stronger performances coming through outside of South Africa's borders, and you attribute that to better revenues and better cost controls as well. What's happening in your international operations that's so different at this stage, Shamil?
Well, you know, I think what's been really encouraging is the performance of data on the one side, and also the M-Pesa, the performance of M-Pesa. 46 million financial service customers across the continent now, so it's becoming a very material part of our business, Alicia. Over two trillion rand of transactions now going through our M-Pesa platform.
Of course, that one of the bright spots in your results today. Shamil, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Shamil Joosub, CEO of Vodacom.